Welcome to the Art Scene, presented each week by UALR Public Radio. When it was announced this past January that Bob Hupp was to step down as producing artistic director of Arkansas Rep and take over as artistic director at Syracuse Stage in Syracuse, New York, it was front-page news for the state, Little Rock, and all of us who have benefited over the past 17 years, gone in a flash, it seems, from the remarkable variety of programs we have enjoyed and the equally remarkable actors we have met on Arkansas Rep stages. I bided my time, and when he had time, Bob came to our studio and we had the following conversation. Where is Syracuse exactly?
It's about 4 hours north of New York City by car. It is in a very rich part of central New York, just south of the Finger Lakes, very easily accessible to a lot of the major cities on the East Coast. Of course, distances are close. Cities are closer together on the East Coast than they are here in the mid part of the country.
It's like Europe. Were you approached by Syracuse, or did you start shopping around to see if it was time for you to move into new pastures?
Well, you know, a lot of the movement at some of our larger regional theaters is handled by various consulting firms. And I had a conversation with a consulting firm that was managing the search for Syracuse to see if I was interested in the project and interested in thinking about moving to Syracuse. Coincidentally, it's the same consulting firm that has been engaged to hire my successor here at Arkansas Rep, and was the same consulting firm that brought me to Little Rock to begin with 17 years ago.
So, old friends.
Well, they're very great people. They really have their finger on the pulse of the sort of executive leadership of theater, nonprofit theater across the country, and they've done a great job and have a great track record of placing many of our leading artistic directors and managing directors around the country.
So, did you know much about Syracuse before you visited it?
Not about the city itself. Of course, I knew about Syracuse Stage. They have a wonderful reputation. They're a significant Lort theater, and we share a lot of the same actors. In fact, you'll know Joe Graves, who was just in our production of An Iliad. He had done An Iliad at Syracuse Stage. He was also in our production of Red. He had been in Syracuse Stage production of Red a couple of years ago. So we've shared a lot of actors and artists, and so I knew about the culture there. I knew that it was a great place to work, and had a lot of great people there committed to creating theater in central New York.
Because that leads me to a question that I had listed slightly further down the list. We would have access to those wonderful actors that you've been bringing in, like Joe Graves.
Joe Graves has been in 12 shows at the Rep. And the first show he did, he played Iago in a production of Othello that Eve Adamson directed. Joe has been in more productions of mine and here at the Rep than any other actor. We've done a lot of shows together.
Now, when you visit, like you were doing and like people will be doing when they come to Little Rock, what do they lay out for you in terms of what you would want to see, the aspect of the city, the arts around the Rep, the size of the Rep itself, the sort of shows that they do that you pretty much answered right now in terms of when you have brought in shows that have either been to Syracuse or are going afterwards? Is there time to do much to talk, not only with board members and people in the theater, but just citizens in nearby stores or something? Mm-hmm. If you just go to
You're speaking of potential candidates, people who would come in to succeed me? That's what you're asking about?
I'm asking about you when you went up there.
When I went up to Syracuse? Mm-hmm. Well, most of the time was spent with board members, with their search committee, and with staff there at Syracuse Stage. And of course, I've talked to other actors and artists who have worked there. And no, there's not really an opportunity to just really spend time getting out in the community. Now, I'll go back up to Syracuse after the Bridges of Madison County opens, spend 4 or 5 days up there. Clea and I will go up and, of course, look for a place to live and start to get the lay of the land and have the opportunity to meet with other community leaders, donors to the organization, and just start to get to know people. But we haven't done that yet.
And to get a feel for the surrounding metropolitan area, mm-hmm. where it draws from outside the city itself for regular people.
Well, and you know, in the Syracuse metropolitan area, now Syracuse is about the exact same size as Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Metropolitan area is a little broader, a little more encompassing, a little larger in that regard. And there are other large theaters in the metropolitan area, unlike our situation here in Little Rock. And so I'll, of course, want to get to know those other theater leaders. I know a couple of them already. They've been friends of mine for many years. And so, yes, there will be that process of getting to know the community, the surrounding area, my colleagues in the other theaters in the area and across Central New York and upstate New York, you know, creating partnerships that we would really, the activities that I would engage in over the next 2 or 3 months.
Do they have what amounts to a resident small core company?
No, Syracuse Stage is on the campus of Syracuse University. And so it has a very close relationship with the drama department, which is a very large drama department there at the undergraduate level at Syracuse University. And so that's, you know, that's a significant focus of the theater program and its relationship to the professional Lort institution, Syracuse Stage, that is in residence on the campus of Syracuse University.
Well, the situation here was not dissimilar in terms of, I think, the designer of dresses and things had a link with your Arkansas rep and the UALR Theater Department. And there was Campbell Thomas. Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't.
He was he and his wife were New Zealanders,
mm-hmm.
and knew Cliff very well. And he did a lot of the designing of stages, of sets.
I see.
At the university mm-hmm. and community theater and things like that.
And there is, you know, the rep has enjoyed a very wonderful relationship with UALR's theater and dance department. You're speaking of Island Hicks, our costume
That's
designer,
right.
Jay Raphael, who has performed in productions at the rep. We really have enjoyed working with all of the faculty here and many of the students in our production mm-hmm. of Bridges of Madison County. We have a student intern working on the production staff from UALR. That's been a very good relationship. Now, the one in Syracuse is a little more detailed and involved because the theater program and the university occupy the same facility.
Yeah. And I had an email from Jay that he's retiring.
That's right. Jay and Rhythm are taking their leave and will be sorely missed here in Little Rock.
Well, you all were. Whenever you move out, people think, oh, what a gap. And then suddenly, a year or so into it, you begin to see where you feel comfortable and what the shows are and enjoy them.
Oh, it's going to be seamless. You know, Cliff Baker is taking over as the interim artistic director while the search for my replacement continues. And I guarantee you that within 6 months to a year of hiring the new man or woman, it will be business as usual and great new things on the horizon.
Just so long as he or she is a Shakespearean.
Well, I mean, that was my particular interest, but there's no necessarily guarantee that the new person will have a particular fondness for Shakespeare. We have a wonderful Shakespeare company already here in Central Arkansas, and that may be the new person's interest. They may have a passion for newer works.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a passion for something else that takes the theater in a different direction. Just, you know, you never can tell, but I feel confident knowing the field and knowing what a wonderful reputation Arkansas Rep has around the country, that the theater will attract a very, very able new producing artistic director.
Well, that'll be great. And would like to think that there will be quite a few people looking at what you have done and how the Rep has grown and what Cliff did before and the fact that it is only the second changeover mm-hmm. that we've had. It makes a difference to the approach, I would think, for somebody like you going into a new city, a new site, a new setting, as this one does for you with its connections with the university, that will color a little bit what each candidate feels when he or she comes.
Mm-hmm.
We're having some concerns now, of course, with the death of Ben Fry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a final way of filling a position.
Well, it was certainly, Ben's passing was certainly tragic.
And such a shock.
You know, we all miss Ben. And he was such a wonderful force here at the station and in our community. And you know, leadership is always at once both personal and public. And we miss people like Ben on a personal level. And then we also miss his leadership in a broader way. And I think whenever you have transition, you can see the public change. But of course, when someone passes like Ben, you also have the personal loss, which is very difficult, I'm sure, for everybody here who was close to Ben.
Is the public radio based in Syracuse?
There is. I'm not familiar with it in detail, but Syracuse has a thriving arts and culture community. And, you know, the core of that community, I think, is the university. And, of course, now we're all paying close attention to the university's basketball program, which is in the Final Four, which is very exciting. You know, we look forward to really getting involved in that cultural life.
Yes. So when you go up there, you know what the season is that you'll be directing from the outgoing. Where has he or she gone?
My predecessor at Syracuse Stage is named Tim Bond. I've known Tim for a number of years. He is a fantastic artistic director and a wonderful person. And he is heading back to Seattle, back to his home area, where he will join the faculty of Washington University.
So it goes. It's, you know, steps going off in different directions and somehow all sound a bit familiar.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're in professional theater and you've been in it long enough, it's really a small world, and you do get to know people. They become your friends, and not only your friends and your colleagues, but people that you care about and know about, it's a wonderful community to be a part of.
What about the family? Clea will be coming up with you. Has she lived at all in the East?
No, Clea is from the West Coast. She grew up in Washington State and has been here in Arkansas longer than I have, and so, you know, she'll continue to explore her options and see what the future holds for her. We have five children, and one of whom will continue to live here in Central Arkansas. The others are sort of scattered all over the country.
Is that one of your sons?
My oldest works here in Little Rock. He came back to Little Rock after he finished his college and lived outside the area for a while and came back and is enjoying a career here in Arkansas.
And does he have family?
No, he doesn't. Not that I know of, in any way.
That's what you always say when you've got children. Now, you bought a house here, didn't you?
We did. I've lived in a number of homes here in Little Rock. I think I've lived in four different homes here during my time. And so we have a beautiful home in West Little Rock in Villages of Wellington that we're in the process of advertising and hoping to sell.
Have you stopped to think what, as the days, weeks, months go by, what you will miss or miss most from Little
Well,
Rock?
Sure. That comes home when you think about, well, this is the last time I'll do that or the last time I'll do this. And certainly the thing I'll miss the most are the people that we've gotten to know, my friends, my colleagues, people here in the community, people who have been supporters of Arkansas Rep and the arts. This, you know, the greatest asset of Central Arkansas is its people, because the people are so warm, so friendly, so generous, sincere, that's something to really miss. Now, we'll miss the great food. I'll miss the climate. I like the climate here. I'll certainly miss working at the Rep. We, of course, hope to come back with a child here in the area. There's a great motivation to come back and visit friends and see family. So I expect to be back frequently. But with each new day, we think of one more thing. Well, we'll miss that. And of course, that's just how things transition. And just as we'll miss things here, I know we'll find equally exciting things to look forward to when we move to Syracuse.
What I'd like to talk about now, if you wouldn't mind, is your choice of the theater's year without you and waiting for the newcomer. How did you decide what pieces to put in that you felt would be the most comfortable for your audience here and attractive for the person coming in?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all of our seasons want to reflect a diversity of theater styles, musicals, dramas, comedies, new plays. And so we always begin with that balance of musicals and straight plays. Our audience here in Central Arkansas tends to gravitate towards musicals. We always want to put in some things that and challenge and entertain our audience. So I wanted to make sure that our new season reflected who we are, which is that sort of eclectic, diverse theater. And so that led to an idea to keep three musicals and three straight plays in the season. We had the opportunity to do Spamalot, which we had tried to do a few years ago, and the rights didn't work out. Now the rights were all coming together, and I thought that we really want to entertain people and have fun and do something very funny to kick things off. I think that, you know, in a year when you're making a transition, you want to make sure you have very strong directors leading each of the individual productions. So that sense of the eclectic offerings that define who we are, combined with strong directors with clear vision.
So you've already established the directors
as well. Yes, the directors were actually established before we had all of the plays lined up, because I knew that having that individual leadership on each project was going to be very important. So with one exception, all of the directors in our 41st season are veteran, proven directors from seasons past at Arkansas Rep. Melissa Rain Anderson, who's directing Spamalot, directed The Little Mermaid last year. Donna Drake, who's directing Godspell at the end of our season, directed Mary Poppins a couple of years ago. Mark Shanahan, who's directing Christmas Story, directed Peter and the Starcatcher. Cliff Baker, our interim artistic director and our founder, is directing the play, the musical, that sister act that lines up right with the new year with 17.
And what about The Crucible?
The Crucible is the new director. His name is Paul Barnes. I've known Paul for a number of years and had always wanted to get Paul to direct here at Arkansas Rep. Interestingly, Paul also directs at Syracuse Stage. And so I saw Paul's production of Peter Pan at Syracuse Stage last year, and he's also directing in the season at Syracuse Stage when I go up there. So Paul and I will see a lot of each other. When I first thought of the new season, of course, season planning takes a long time. Before I knew I was leaving Little Rock, I knew that in the new season I wanted to include The Crucible. And so that would have been the play that I would have directed in the new season. And when I looked around to see who would be best to replace me, I immediately thought of Paul. He's done The Crucible before to great success, and I think he'd be a great new voice for our audiences with this production.
I've not seen it as a straight play. I've seen it when Opera in the Ozarks did it as an opera.
I see.
With Ward's music.
Mm-hmm.
And interviewing Ward on that, he said that Arthur Miller was very generous, he thought, because he said that his play was better for when it was set to music.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is nice for a composer to
hear. Absolutely.
Have you directed it ever?
No, I haven't.
Because that is gut-wrenching.
It is, right. And it's running in New York right now. It's very timely, I guess, for better or worse. It's very timely, and I just thought that it was, you know, I'm a big fan of the plays of Arthur Miller. I think that's important for the Rep to continue its commitment to classic theater. Now, sometimes I'll take classics to mean Shakespeare. Oftentimes we take classics to mean mid-century American classics, Williams, Miller, and so I thought it's been a few years since we've done Miller. Let's include The Crucible in the season. Those timeless themes in a way that reflects what people are thinking today. Now, the play that I didn't mention as part of our new season is Jar the Floor, the Cheryl West play that Gilbert McCauley will direct. And Gilbert is another one of those through lines through my career. Gilbert has directed for many years at the Rep and is one of our most beloved directors. We love it when Gilbert comes to town and directs plays for us. And Jar the Floor is one of those plays that audiences may not know the title of. It's been around since the 90s, but I think they'll find this is a play that really resonates with our community, and we're excited to include a play that may not be as well known as the other five titles I mentioned, but that, again, gets to the diversity of our programming.
And what I like so much about Gilbert is that he's a delight to interview, and I always look forward to talking to him, because in the conversation, he brings the play into focus. And you begin to understand it before you go to it, which is so important.
Absolutely.
And that's great to hear. Now, getting back to Arthur Miller, did you do an Arthur Miller play during the course of your stay here?
We've done All My Sons here at Arkansas Rep.
Yes, I missed that one.
He's one of those touchstone playwrights that you can return to again and again. I saw A View from the Bridge in New York not long ago and was reminded how wonderful that play is. There are so many Miller plays. The big one that I did was Death of a Salesman, which I did a couple of years ago, and which really stands out as one of those experiences I'll always remember. That's probably the most well-known of the Miller plays, but Crucible has to be right up there, too.
Yeah. And when I already were talking about Death of a Salesman, I saw the stage in my mind, but then I also remembered that wonderful performance production of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
And you used students who had trained with the Smitty?
That's right. Some of our young artists were in that production. That's correct. The characters of the young
and I was
Atticus's children and others, yes.
I was so impressed with those two because they were so poised and so natural that it brought the whole thing into a focus that made it the story it is without the legend that it has become. And the whole play just, I was enraptured with it.
That was a special production for a number
of
reasons. And one of the few plays in my 17 years that sold out even before it opened.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great love for that story in Arkansas.
Worldwide, actually, I think. And it's nice to have those sort of plays that almost belong to the South and the way the South and Southern audiences can relate to what happened and why it happened. And this probably will go reverberating long after Lee's death.
No, I think so. I know that, in fact, Syracuse Stage just closed a production of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
That was very successful and, of course, brought that community together in ways that are significant for them, just as it was significant for us here.
Yeah. When you have a company such as you have that connects with the young in terms of training them for the stage, because you've taught more than one show, you've had some of the graduates or almost graduates participating, does that act as a draw to a director coming in? If you go into Syracuse and find that there is in the community or at the university where the young students who do come in when they're not actually going for a degree, but they are interested and want to do more than get into a players' theater that has no connection with the rest of the acting community. And I was just curious to know what kind of a reaction your successor might have. For something like
I don't
that.
Know that it's a particular draw. I think it is an important identity in the community. It gives the new director opportunity. I think many communities have very strong training programs for youth or opportunities for education. So we see that, you know, wherever we go, I think that those opportunities exist. I think that certainly the broader casting opportunities here in Central Arkansas are very strong, and so that will certainly encourage somebody when they're coming here. Of course, a lot of Lort theaters, wherever they are in the country, do a majority of their casting, usually for union purposes, outside of the geographic area where they're located. And so I think what you look for is a balance between casting great local actors and bringing in local actors from across the country that help, you know, bring these stories to life and bring their expertise to the table too. That's kind of what we're experiencing with the Bridges of Madison County. We have wonderful actors coming to us from New York and around the country, and we also have a very great core of actors who grew up right here in Little Rock.
Have many of your staff agreed to stay?
Many members of our staff will be remaining. Mike Nichols remains, and our administrative staff remains. And so, of course, when a new director comes in, you know, they will continue to evolve the organization. But right now, our administrative staff and our design staff are on board.
That's great, because one looks for the touch from some of these people like that. But in the meantime, my last question is, what's on your mind? You are now a senior citizen in theater. You've got a lot of long years behind you of things you've done, things you want to redo, things that you haven't been able to do that you would like to try in a new company. And I was wondering how widely your eye is roving to step outside the traditional artistic director role.
Well, that's an interesting question, Anne, and one that I'm still sort of coming to terms with. You know, we're often so focused on the task at hand that we don't often have the opportunity to think beyond the immediate circumstance. But I've been giving that some thought, and you know, I'll have a slightly different job in Syracuse that I have here in Little Rock. In Little Rock, I'm the producing artistic director, which means I'm responsible for the overall management of the organization, both artistically and administratively. When I go to Syracuse, I'll be the artistic director, which will be means that my focus will be on the artistic side of the equation. There will be a separate managing director who will be in charge of all of the administrative functions of the organization. So it gives me a little more opportunity to focus on sort of my artistic ideas and some of the things that I hope to explore, certainly in the area of new plays and new play development. I've already begun some conversations in Syracuse about how we can continue to take new play development to new levels in central New York, how Syracuse can have more of an identity in that, although that won't be the dominant aspect. It's an area that I would like to explore. Certainly, I'm interested also in connecting with more of my colleagues and learning about the exciting things they're doing, particularly a lot of my younger colleagues who are coming up in the profession and doing so much exciting work in some of our metropolitan areas. And so the opportunity to do a little more travel, to engage with my peers in a little more cooperative and collaborative way, to do more co-production work with theaters that are doing exciting work, particularly on the East Coast. I think those are some of the things that I'm very interested in exploring. You know, when you reach, you know, I've been at the Rep 17 years. I was at my previous theater 15 years prior to coming to Little Rock. And so, you know, you reach a point in your career where you have to make a decision that you're either going to just kind of continue doing things business as usual, or you're going to crack the egg and see what happens. The decision I made, which difficult one because I've loved it here and I've loved working here, was really one where you reach a point in your life, in your creative life, in your physical life, when you decide, well, I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to shake things up. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try to continue to keep myself as young as possible and challenge myself and put myself into situations where I'm not comfortable. I think you have to do that. And I think you particularly need to do that when you reach a certain age. And so that drove a lot of my thinking, and of course in conversation with Clea about what we wanted to do and what she wanted to do. And so that has driven a lot of, you know, what my thinking is right now. I'm very excited about these new opportunities, and that's kind of looking forward with how do I engage new colleagues in new ways is kind of what's on my mind right now.
Yes, I would think so. Will you have professorial rank?
No, I'm not an employee of Syracuse University. I'm an employee of Syracuse Stage. I may participate in the education process, but that will be something that's discussed once I'm up there. But I'm not on faculty. I'm just there in residence.
Well, I'm sure you'll make waves.
Well, I hope good ones.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, you've got taste, Bob. You don't do a wave just for the sake of making a wave.
Well, I hope not.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, Anne.
That was Bob Hupp, whose tenure as Arkansas Rep's producing artistic director ends June the 30th, 2016. His plans are to leave Arkansas the end of June to take over his role as artistic director of Syracuse Stage in Syracuse, New York. He goes with every good wish from all of us, and we look forward to hearing of and seeing him from time to time, and hope his successor will also give us a touch of Shakespeare in the night. Now for a quick Art Up special. On May 3rd, the 2016 Expressions Art Show and Sale from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in Benton Event Center, presented by Birch Tree Communities. Call 501-416-2170. And the Second City Improv Troupe visits Arkansas Rep, May 4th through 15th. Call 501-378-0405. And that concludes this week's program. Please join us next weekend at the same time. I'm Ann Nicholson. Thank you for listening.
The Art Scene is a presentation of UALR Public Radio.